Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You black guy with good credit.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Sean, do you need a mentor? Karen, you have a mentor?
No, I desperately need one. How do I do it?
Well, first off, hello, greetings. Hope you guys are both well. But I just thought you guys both look like the kind of people that need a mentor.
Yeah. I have one, Matt, already.
Do you? Do you know?
Myself. I'm mentor. I'm a mentee and a mentor of myself.
All right, you guys, let's get this show started. Do you guys have any tips on how to find a mentor or things that people should think about when finding a mentor?
I miss the days, like, you know, in the world that we're living in now, you know, I liked when I had to meet my mentor at a coffee shop. Like, now it's like we see through a screen. Like, I don't think I've seen Karen or Matt in like a year. Like, maybe Matt I saw a couple months ago, but I don't think I've seen Karen like in a year.
Yeah,
it's all through screens, you know. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, it's like, you know, now my mentor, I have to see them on TV, kind of my computer screen.
Well, how about that virtual mentorship? How's that working out? I know a lot of people, it's become popular during the pandemic, but developing a relationship without an in-person meeting can be challenging and difficult for some people. Do you guys, have you done any virtual mentoring or mentorshipping?
Well, yeah, yes, I have. I've met people over the pandemic who have taken on like a mentor capacity. And honestly, I'm a full adult. So I think that like the mentor relationship low-key works both ways, even if it is like a proper mentor-mentee relationship. Like, people get something out of being of service to you also. Like, you are also a blessing. But it can be hard to jumpstart a relationship like that when you're not meeting up in person and you're not in the office or going to networking events. And you know, there's kind of an awkward approach, which is sort of cold calling people that you look up to or admire that you've somehow found online, you know, cold calling them by kind of sending them a random email or sliding into a social media DM. But this makes people feel weird. It can make people be a little uncomfortable for someone to come out of nowhere and be like, hi, you know, mentor me, please. I need you, whatever. And they're like, I don't know you. This has not been a proper introduction, et cetera, et cetera. So it doesn't need to be one or the other, like full on in-person handshaking event or kind of creepy email. There's a creepy DM. Yeah, sure. There's a middle ground, especially for a woman. There's a middle ground where you can kind of be at the right online places, meet the right people, and then escalate up to the right kind of contact.
Social media can also be the perfect tool to connect with and find a mentor. Yeah. You know, because it's limitless. You can reach people from anywhere in the world, and it's very practical. You got to shift your mindset and think of social media as more of a professional tool versus simply for entertainment. And
right.
Really try to be strategic about it.
Like, your entertainment and also entertaining others, you can use social media as a professional tool pretty easily. A couple ways are finding and joining online social and professional groups. They're everywhere. A simple Google search will, you know, pop stuff up for you. Could be geographically based, but also online. There's a lot of stuff. Making sure that you're participating in group chats and not just lurking, getting people's information, you know, after stuff and following up with them right away, you know, kind of making those initial contacts after kind of a more public contact, and also following people on social, following people on LinkedIn and engaging with their posts is a good place to start. I know sometimes it seems like, oh, they're not going to care, but people love to be recognized on social media. They love to be kind of approached, you know, after the fact, Amelia, I was really impressed with you or whatever. And to have like a healthy, but also flattering interaction build up that way.
And also, Karen, to piggyback on what you said, engaging with people's content by posting positive and constructive comments, that can lead to them direct messaging you, or at least building a rapport where when you do direct message them, they are, oh, I know this person. They've interacted with me in the past.
Yeah. And I don't want to patronize anybody or like, you know, young-splain anything to anybody. I'm not, you know, but if anybody's listening who's less comfortable with social media or less comfortable with, Sean, you know, the internet in general, if someone's elderly like Sean, not that, no shade, you know, mazel tov and having reached a mature age, but I know it can be intimidating. And the thing I think to remember is that online engagement is ultimately not that different from in-person engagement, right? If you see someone that you like and you see a post that you like and you can leave a positive or constructive comment, maybe be consistent, maybe, you know, you're posting your stuff, which is also cool and professionally impressive, then you can build a rapport that way, much like if you were actually in person. It's not that different. And then when you make contact and you say, hi, I'm so-and-so, I've been following this, or I really like that, it's not weird, the same way that it wouldn't exactly be weird in person if you've known someone from a group or something like that.
You know, like we said earlier, it's important to engage in discussions. Don't be that quiet person, you know, but don't be that overbearing person either. You know, and stay up to date in your field. And one thing I hate, people that are like out of touch, you know, and, you know, go attend online conferences, tutorials, research, educational. There's so many free knowledge out there in the internet that you can get involved in to stay current and stay up to date. And that's going to help you navigate to find out who would be the best mentor for you, you know,
and makes you an attractive mentee. Like, people want to mentor someone who has it together.
Yeah, and it's an expert.
And if you're actually going to reach out to someone specifically because you want them to be your mentor, you should be targeted and direct in your communication. Never send a vague email. And don't send the, hey, I just want to pick your brain email. Be more direct, you know, such as, I read a recent article you wrote, or I saw your TED talk. I followed your career and I love how you solved this problem or that problem. Do your homework on the person and ask direct questions or engage in direct communication with them so they understand what it is you're trying to ask them.
Right. And also, don't be afraid to post, to make posts of your own. You know, they should be professional if you're doing this in a professional capacity. But posting your own stuff, I have a doctor friend who posts health tips, you know, on her Instagram, and they look really nice. And she does it consistently every day. And it helps her to not only grow her brand and an audience and educate people, but also lets other professionals know that she's also an expert in her field and helps her connect with them more easily.
You should also be specific and not generic.
I've pulled something like that, you know, because I just didn't know any better. We're like, oh my God, could you help me? You know, I'm thinking about doing X, Y, and Z, da, da, da. And the person was also really kind to me and offered me good advice, but then sort of fell off the map. And I realized I wasn't really, you know, people want to help you when there's something to help, right? So it's to, when you say, hey, you know, I don't really know what I'm doing with this project, help me. What it sounds like to people is, take on this task for me and save me. And nobody wants to do that. Right. They want you to have done your own work for you and then to come and go, hey, I saw that you are an expert on X, Y, and Z. I had this question on this thing that I'm doing, and I was wondering if I could get your insight. Something like that is what people like.
Exactly. Exactly.
Also, if you're having a hard time figuring out who that someone should be in terms of finding the mentor, you can start with your employer. If you're working, see if your employer has a virtual mentorship program. That's another way you can find someone to help you.
Or in not even a formal program, but someone that you look up to at work. I bet someone at work would be over the moon flattered to know that you thought they were that cool.
We got to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want to ask you guys about your own personal mentorship experience of either mentors in your lives or if you've mentored other people. But we're going to talk about that after the break. So stay tuned for more Two Black Guys with Good Credit, How to Find a Mentor.
Black guys. So in conclusion, there are actually plenty of opportunities to meet an expert in your field, to also show that you have expertise in your field, make yourself an attractive mentee, make the right approach, and escalate the interactions in a normal and professional way and see where they go. Also, I would say this, be prepared for people to kind of brush you off, maybe politely, maybe not. Not everybody has time. It's not super personal. Everybody's got their reasons that they're either available or not. Maybe someone has a, I don't know, a difficult husband at home and she just does not have time. Whatever. But
I have a question for the two of you.
I would love that.
Have either of you had anyone who was a mentor figure to you that and can remember the most kind of important or impactful thing that you got from them? Is there anything that stands out off the top of your heads? Any person, any particular mentor?
Well, this is going to sound, I've probably brought it up on this podcast before, but my first boyfriend who I was with for 10 years and we got together really young, he was 10 years older than me and really successful in a creative field. And like, he's like an amazing legendary comic. And anyway, I looked up to him as a comic, right? Then as I do now, but I was so young and I thought he was just the absolute, I thought he was it. So he told me once, and he's the one that really taught me a lot about comedy, blah, blah, blah. And he goes, he took me on a roller coaster once that I had almost refused to go on as an adult, dragged my feet, was like, no, I'm not doing it. Makes me go on it. We have a nice time. He buys me the, the little keychain with like the picture of you on the roller coaster. Mm-hmm. He's having a great time. I'm freaking out. And he gives it to me. And he was like, you need to look at this and remember that whatever it is that you want to do that scares the crap out of you, you can scream as much as you want. You can kick and scream. You can yell at me. You can do whatever you want, but you still have to do it. And that was like the best piece of advice anybody's ever given to me.
Nice. Sean, anyone ever give you any jewel that stayed with you? Or, any strong mentors in your life?
I've been fortunate enough. I've had a number of them. I remember, a gentleman by the name of Keith Charles. When I was in high school, I wanted to open up a restaurant. It was crazy. I didn't really even know what I was doing, but he just brought me through the process, introduced me to accountants, went and looked at a space with me. And I think in the back of his mind, he knew that I probably was not going to be able to do it, but he allowed me to go through the process and figure out on my own that I wasn't ready to do it. And I think just him patiently guiding me through, standing me, making me feel he's serious about it. Maybe he was serious, but just his encouragement and then I finding my way through to figure out that this is not the right move for me, I think was a great lesson as far as just like, that's what I try to do with young people as well. Just kind of not kill their dreams, but just kind of guide them,
And that's another point I just wanted to make before in closing. On the flip side, I know, Sean, you've done a lot of mentoring with Clean in terms of teaching financial literacy. I've done mentoring at different television networks through the years. That's also, I think, something to recommend to people. If you do know things, if you're up on your finances or on whatever your area of expertise, give back and teach people in your community.
It's so fulfilling.
Yeah, it is. Mentorship is important. So get out there, people, find your mentors or mentor in your community. Just the gift that keeps on giving.
Come on, right. People. Yep. As certain people say in certain groups, you can't keep it unless you pass it on. So if you're in a mentorship position to mentor somebody, you might love it for yourself too.
I'm Sean Linder, the better half of Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I always like to mention our great friend Arlington at his memorial service. Most people that got up and speak, especially the young men that got up, and even the girls, like they all were thanking him from like a mentor position. Everybody was like, he mentored so many people. And some of you were just there to thank him for being a mentor to him. So I think, as Matt was saying, just to echo Matt's sentiments, it's very important to share your knowledge and help somebody rise.
I am Karen Margolis for Two Black Guys with Good Credit. I am a third Black guy with good credit. And as I always say repetitively, it doesn't really matter what you've done in your life. Like, it kind of matters, but as of right now, it doesn't matter. And it's in the past. And what matters is what you do next.
All right. Well, on that note, that warm and fuzzy, we'll bring this episode of Two Black Guys with Good Credit to a close. Like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And if you don't have a mentor, you need to go out there and do something different to find one. Get busy and look for your mentor. For Two Black Guys with Good Credit, I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out.
Black guys! Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, this is Janice Torres from Yo Quiero Dinero. If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.